Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good. He's always good, all the time. And He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Great things are in store for those who love and trust the Lord our God. He just has so much to say. Good things, treasures of good things to share with us. Now those who seek the Lord to learn Him, to know what He has to say, they know what I'm talking about. There are people who seek the Lord and find answers, and they have joy, great joy they have, and peace. If people from different backgrounds can experience different things at the same time. Let's say there were four people on a bus sitting next to each other. Let's even say they're around the same age. They come from the same sort of background. But one of them, they never made Jesus Lord. One of them, they just got saved. They believed on Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Another one, they're all sitting together near each other. The third one, they believed on Jesus and they're saved. They believe that His blood washed their sins away, just like the person they're sitting next to. But they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then the fourth one, they've been saved a while. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they seek the Lord to know Him. And they spend time going in His presence. And they're sitting there enjoying the same ride, going wherever they're going, their different ways. Even whether they know each other or not, they don't feel the same way. The person that didn't get saved yet, they didn't believe on Jesus yet, everything in their life might be going, you know, favorable. But they don't feel like the person, the one that got saved. They don't know that kind of joy that they know. They never experience, there's nothing in this world that compares to what those who believe on Jesus have experienced. Now the person that just got saved, the second person I just gave a reference to, they know the peace of God. And they're growing. And they have fellowship with the Lord. And they have access to all the knowledge that they can receive. They have access to the kingdom of heaven. They may not realize it, but they do. Now the person that hadn't believed yet, they may experience good things in life, but there's nothing that can compare to the fellowship with God through the blood of Jesus. Those who believe Him have fellowship with Him. They have peace on the inside. Those that live apart from God, and by that I mean they haven't believed on Jesus yet, they don't know what it's like to have that joy on the inside. And then the third one, they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. They know what it's like to feel the presence and the power of God. And the reason people fall out when they at churches, when they worship God in spirit and in truth, when the presence of the Lord comes near them, they can't stand up anymore. And they look silly to a person that never experienced that, because they don't know what, they don't have a reference for it. They go to church and they see people dancing in the spirit and shouting, and you know, when you feel the presence of God, you just it's rejoiceful. And then the person, the fourth person I mentioned, they believed on Jesus and they've been walking in His way. They've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they are seeking the Lord. They are getting to know Him. They're learning who He is. They spend time with Him talking. And they worship the Lord. They go in His presence. They know what it's like to receive answers from the Lord and apply it in life. Now, riding the bus, when everybody's just riding the bus, they're in public. They're not talking. They're just riding. They don't know what it's like for the other person. They don't know what that person feels on the inside. Now, in my life, I spent time as a sinner. I didn't get saved when I was a child, like most people do. They say they received Jesus when they was a child. I didn't, and I know I didn't. Now, people probably thought I was, but I know that I did not. I had a love for God, but I didn't ask Him to save me, and I know I didn't. When I was around the age of accountability, somewhere between the 7th and 8th grade, maybe even the 9th grade, the Lord spoke to me and said, you're on your own now. I think it was the 7th and 8th grade. I was standing in the front yard, and I knew I needed to believe on Jesus. I knew what He was talking about. But I didn't get saved yet. I didn't think I could do everything God wanted me to do. I didn't know how important it was. I didn't want to go to hell. I did want to go to heaven. But I didn't ask Him to save me yet at that point. Now, when I got around the age of 16, 17, I started wanting to be a Christian. But I didn't. I didn't get saved yet. And I didn't know how Christians felt. I didn't know what it was like. And then I was interested in parts of the world. I was distracted. And I know what it's like to be apart from God. I have a reference for it. See, a child, when they're children, their spirit is lit. And they have, they're in the kingdom of God. But until you believe on Jesus yourself, you don't have a real reference of what it's like. And I can remember how disconnected I felt. And I didn't have anything to compare it to, so my life was normal. I didn't know that there was something greater until I believed on Jesus Christ. So the day came that I asked the Lord to save me. I was 19 years old, almost 20. So I know how it feels to be a Christian. Now, some people get saved when they're children and they feel God's presence as a child and they're used to it. And if they got saved early enough, they don't know what it's like to be a sinner. But I know what it's like to be a sinner, a man without God, a man that never believed on Jesus Christ. Now, saying that somebody is a sinner, that's not a derogatory statement. That's just the way it is. That's like a person with a cold, a person that has cancer, a person that has the flu. Same thing. A person that's just a sinner. They didn't believe on Jesus yet. And I don't ever mean it in a derogatory way. You didn't cause yourself to be a sinner. You were born in it. It's just like a person being born with one arm. You know, they didn't make themselves, but they were born with a defect. All of us are born with a birth defect called sin. Because the way God made things, you got to go back to Genesis. We bear fruit after our kind. If Adam didn't sin, all of his children would have been born sinners. If nobody sinned, if no ancestors sinned, we wouldn't be sinners. And our world would be totally beautiful. It would be totally different and greater than it is now. and we would be living it. Everybody would know the joy of the Lord. That's what I'm saying. Everybody don't have a reference for the joy you feel if you're a Christian. And the joy that we talk about, if you never believed on Jesus, you don't have a reference for it in the world. You're just going to have to believe on Jesus yourself and feel it for yourself. Because God is alive. He's with us. We don't serve a dead God. Some people think if they believe on Jesus, then they're just going to feel no different. And they'll be no, you know, they're no better off than they were. And they're not sure whether it's all real or not. But if you believe from the heart, that makes the difference. If you just say it without it coming from the heart, you still don't know what it's like. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as wonderful as you can feel the power of the Holy Spirit from time to time as you praise and worship Him. And the initial sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is when we speak in tongues. But if you pray in tongues, and you can pray in tongues, you're praying things that you need the most. Your spirit man is praying for things he don't know to pray for by the Holy Spirit. The Lord came to help and guide us into all truth, like we always talk about. Now, if you never believed on Jesus, you don't have a reference for these things. Now, these broadcasts are 30 minutes long. They're 15 minutes on the air, on the radio, and then it's 30 minutes. It's another 15 minutes attached to it. Go to newlivingletters.com to hear the whole broadcast. newlivingletters.com. And it's on the Audio 3 page, this year's broadcast. We go all the way back to 2015 on the newlivingletters.com website. And it's free. Everything's free. You don't have to send no money in or anything. newlivingletters.com. And you can download these broadcasts to your phone. Now, the fourth person that I have a reference for, that's the person that believed on Jesus. They walk with the Lord. They receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they draw near to the Lord, getting to know Him. Now, they experience the most joy. They receive the most wisdom in this life. Now, sometimes people don't seek the Lord and ask Him questions because they're afraid of what will happen. They're afraid that He may give them something to do. They're afraid that they don't know. They may lack experience. They may think they're doing it wrong. God loves you. You can't do it wrong. If you pray, it's not wrong. Pray and ask Him your questions. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Jesus bridged the gap. You're not estranged from God anymore if you did believe on Jesus Christ. If you ever believed on Jesus Christ. If you believed on Him as a child, which is a very wise thing for a child to do. It don't matter if you don't have a reference for what it's like to be a distracted sinner. You're even better off. The less you experience sin, the better off your life is. But sin is out there. It's something to be aware of and avoid. But see, your condition can be changed because God loves you and He died for you. Now, we've been dealing with the day after the rapture. The things we just talked, you know, most of the broadcast on this one is talk. I wanted to show people that there is a difference, a distinction for every stage of life. And as you get knowledge from the Lord, you have an inner peace. You can make better judgments. You can make better goals. You can restore all your relationships can be restored to a greater potential. You can raise your children better. You can bless your parents better. You can help your friends in a better way. Imagine everybody you know living forever. All of your cousins, your nieces, nephews, your grandparents, everybody rejoicing in the Lord, having a good time in heaven, not in hell. That's why Jesus did what He did. And it doesn't matter who did what, who owe who money. Let the strife go. And when people live in God's presence, they're going to start doing right like you desire them to. On this side, don't expect too much out of people. Now, continuing. The last broadcast, we talked about the day after the rapture. That's going to be an interesting day. All of God's people gone at once. That means that a lot of things are going to be lacking. Whatever job they did, they won't be there anymore. If they were officers of the law, they're going to be gone and they'll be missing. If they were judges, if they were people that worked in the payroll where you work, it may take a longer while to get your check. If they were at the bank that you bank with, they're going to be gone. Television personalities, some of them will be gone. Teachers, prosecutors, all kind of people all over the world will be gone. In every, you know, wherever people are that believed on Jesus, they'll be gone. And the world will have to reorganize itself. And people that don't know God won't know what to do, because they don't have a reference for what happened. Now, people who backslid, they learned about God, but they didn't follow him. They're going to still be here. And they'll be embarrassed. Some of them will try to hide because they want people to think they went in the rapture when the Lord comes back. Some teenagers will come home and all the rest of the family's been taken and they're left. Some parents will come home and all the children and their teenagers will be gone, except the ones that didn't get saved. For some people, most of their family will be taken and they'll be left. Many of their friends will be gone and they'll have to deal with the aftermath. You want to go in the rapture. That's God's best for you at this point. The days of grace must end. They're not forever. The Lord's return is so sudden and swift that when we're gone, we're done. We're gone. And if you're left here, you're going to have to really love God from your heart. You're going to have to trust Jesus Christ and believe on him. And the world system is going to, you're going to see a vicious side of humanity that you've never seen before. If you're left, you're not going to like it. It's going to be a dangerous place to be. And if you're left, you're going to see a lot of misery. And if you're taken, you're going to see God face to face. You're going to be like him when you do, when you see Jesus as he is in glory. Those who are taken in the rapture, they're going to have a glorified body that won't die anymore. And remember, the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first. And then those who remain will be quickened. They'll be taken alive. And they'll go to glory. Alive. And they'll go be with the Father. And those who remain, they'll have to deal with the world and all the problems that comes with it, and the judgments of God that fall. And the judgments of God is coming on those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Everybody that hold God's truth and ignore in unrighteousness, they will be judged. But those who love the Lord, they're going to live forever. And those who get saved in the tribulation period, there will be people who get saved, but they're going to have a hard time surviving. They may get killed for their faith, even in this country, because there's a false prophet that's going to lie to everybody to try to get the masses of people under control. And he's going to lie to people and say what they want to hear and cause people to worship the false prophet. I mean the beast, the Antichrist. And all this is about to happen. Well, preacher, you sound like you're going out on a limb. I'm doing my job. All these things are at hand. Now, I don't know how close, except for the fact that the Lord told me it's imminent. And he put it on my heart to talk about the day after the rapture, so it must be close. But nevertheless, it's, people need to know God loves you and he cares about you. That's why he gave such a message. Some people will fear to say things like this because they're more interested in saving face, and I'm not. If people get saved, that's the best thing that can happen to you. Everybody you know that believed on Jesus, that's the best thing that can happen to them. Because I know for a fact God loves you and he cares about you deeply. And I know you'll be in good hands in his hands. But if you love this world too much, it's going to lie to you. And the world system, even though it's a bag of lies, it looks and sounds good. You know, like I always say, it sounds good on paper. It looks good on paper. But it's a lie and it won't help. Every religion, hear me good, every religion and every thought that dereferences Christ as God's son and our Savior is a lie. Every religion and every thought of man, everything that denies Jesus Christ is a lie to you. Every religion, every one of them, everything that they are things that man came up with. And Satan took advantage of our lack of people's lack of knowledge. Even in Christian groups where they neutralized the word. Some of the new translations took out the scriptures that talk about the blood. Every persuasion of man that's not according to God's word is a lie. And everything that it can't help you. A lot of people are going to go to hell because they believe something else in place of Jesus Christ. Everybody trusts something. Everybody trusts something. They trust their mind. They trust their judgment. They trust somebody else's opinions. They trust that they'll be fine. They trust that that there's no God. They trust something. For whatever reason, they trust something. But if it's everything that's not based, that's against Jesus Christ is actually Antichrist. Watch this. Every religion beside being a Christian, through being saved through Jesus Christ, every one of them is another road. It is Antichrist. The Muslim religion is Antichrist. The Hindu religion is also Antichrist. Every religion, every persuasion that don't include Jesus as your Savior and Lord is Antichrist. If you deny Jesus, you deny your future. And that's true for every man. College professors that don't believe in the Lord, that don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, that don't believe his blood washed our sins away, that's Antichrist too. They're saying you're your own Savior, or you don't need a Savior. And some people believe that you don't exist after you die. Look, we're made in God's image. It is impossible for you to not exist after you're conceived. Not after you're born, but after you're conceived. It is impossible for you to never exist. If a child dies in the womb, if a child is conceived, and then a few days later the mother miscarries, that's still a person. They will never not exist again. A person that dies, their spirit man is so durable, it can't be destroyed. If a person that has died, their spirit is standing where a nuclear bomb goes off. That can't hurt their spirit. Once you're conceived, you can never go back to not existing. So you got to be somewhere. Either you're going to be in heaven with God, and if those that couldn't go to heaven, they have to go to hell. There's no purgatory. They can't hang around on earth. No matter what people believe, you got to stick with the Word of God. And there are scriptural references for everything that I said. Jesus said that if you try to go to heaven another way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Now, my intent is not to pick on anybody, but it's my job to let people know the facts of the Word. God loves us all, and He's taken the responsibility to save us. He commissioned us preachers to preach His Word. Now, I didn't set out to be a preacher. I asked the Lord to save me, and He did. Then He has a right to call me to the ministry, and which He did. We all share the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody's technically a minister who believes on Jesus. They display His Word through their life. He said, "You're the light of the world, the salt of the earth." Our life becomes a display of His Word because we endeavor to grow. The enemy tried to attack our lives to make us look wrong. See that, the enemy is active against everybody. But he sets people up to make it look like everything Jesus did didn't work when it did. That's why I said a person without Christ, they don't know what they're missing, so they can't value what was done for them. They're throwing away, most people throw away. Well, I know God is active. He's saving so many people. I don't know how many. But a lot of people throw away the kingdom of God because they don't believe. If you want to stay in the world system, which is headed by Satan and not God, do nothing. But people don't value the things of God because they have no reference for it until they believe. Then they value what Jesus did. Because the day I got saved, the day that the Lord saved me, I felt His presence like I had never felt His presence before. And I got angry because I didn't know how good it was. I was actually upset at Christian people for not letting me know how wonderful it was. And my dad was a pastor. My mother was a Christian. They were pastors. I didn't know how they felt. They didn't know how I felt. They probably never thought about it. You feel brand new. They probably thought I was a Christian. See, people don't know how people feel on the inside. But once I got believed on Jesus Christ, I had a reference because I believed on Him from the heart. If you believe from the mind, that's not good enough. You got to believe from the heart. Yes, Lord, I believe that You're my Savior. And it's from the heart. You can sense His presence. You made brand new again. You made brand new. And now you have a living reference on the inside of you, where the Holy Spirit lives, that you're God's child, you're in the kingdom, you can go boldly to the throne of God and petition God at your will. You can talk to Him. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now the enemy, to keep people from interested in the things of God, he tried to make people look silly. Now when you get near the power of God, you fall out. You may lay out, you may fall down, you may dance, you may run, because you're in the presence, you can sense the power of God sometimes. But God is more than that. He didn't come to make you feel any different than you do. That's just something that happens from time to time. But He did come to guide you into all truth. My mother was an educator, and I can appreciate education. That's why I believe in asking the Lord my questions. How are you going to learn if you don't ask? And the Lord will guide you. And I've been guided by the Lord, and I was enabled to make better decisions because I heard Him out.